Well, tell me about your schooling then. What you mentioned a few things, but what do you remember about going to school at Burnaby South?
Well, when I first arrived, my parents went back to Saskatchewan to get things all settled up in the business and this and that, and I was staying with my grandmother, and I used to get a ride with a neighbor, the Robertsons, and he had a snappy new car,
Ooh.
1938 Dodge. Oh my, that was
Wow.
fancy. But I always remember the way he went around Gilley Avenue and down the side, and you go over the hill, and there was the school. By the way, Burnaby South, it was the new school because it only opened in 1939, I believe it was. And that was a bit of a hard sight because, again, it was the huge immensity of it all and so on. But this was wartime, of course. And so we got into things like air cadets, and I got into playing the trumpet, and so on. And so we had the air cadet band and that kind of thing. But and of course, got into subjects that I'd never ever heard about, like woodwork and metalwork, and of course a variety of subjects. I don't have any great recollections about, say, grade 8, grade 9, that kind of thing. I seem to do all right, subject-wise and so on.
Do you have any teachers that you remember?
Oh, yes.
For better or for
I
worse?
always thought Andy McDonald, the principal, was good. He sometimes could be a little on the moody side. But anyway, him, and then, of course, Miss Draper was mathematics, who I thought was outstanding, and Elliot, Philip Elliot, forgotten what he was. He was outstanding as well.
What made them outstanding teachers?
I guess they were concerned about us, Miss Draper, particularly in mathematics. She was extremely thorough, very, very hard. She was a bit of a disciplinarian, but of course I liked mathematics very well, very much, and she was concerned. And
Miss
well, Miss Reese was, yes, in French, and of course French and I never got along very well, so on. But
And how many students, how many colleagues typically in your classrooms?
25, I guess.
Oh, more than that, I'll bet.
Maybe 30, something
That
like that.
sounds relatively small. I mean, that sounds relatively small compared to some numbers I've heard.
Oh yeah. Well, in some of the schools would be up to 35 or 40. Oh no, maybe. I'm trying to think of the rows. No, maybe we had more than that. Maybe it was over 30, something of that sort.
Probably.
Something like that.
I kind of
Yeah.
think so.
You mentioned some extracurricular activities as well that you participated in. Film, you showed
Yeah,
movies.
well, yes, then I, as I say, in 19, around 43, they got, this was always amazing to me when I look back at it. Of course, there's nobody to ask now, how they ever managed to get this Victor animatograph projector in 1943. I mean, it was wartime, and I can still see it. The fellow came along, who I got to know a little bit in later life, Bill Fox, sold it and gave a little rundown. Of course, I was right there on top of it, and as a result of that, I used to get drawn in showing films and that kind of thing, which I thought I was cock of the walk.
Well,
Well,
and what did everyone else at school think of that?
I don't know. And of course, the other thing, I was never very much on the social side and dancing and this kind of thing, and at that age, well, girls were over there and we were here and so on. And then, of course, when they started to dance and all that kind of stuff, I had my camera. So that was my dancing partner. And I've taken pictures of all these different mixers, as we call them, and so on. But I guess I was a bit of a
That's
wallflower.
probably a story that's told by every generation as they go through.
I think probably I had the same thing. I was a year advanced, and And we weren't quite socially as ready when they hit high school. So mm-hmm. the kids we were with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was, I looked back on it, and that was part of why it was tough to be at high school for me.
Sports, was that big at Burnaby South?
Oh, yes, it was, but not for me.
Right. Were the athletic students sort of the cool students?
Well, not really, as I recall, but don't know. McDonald was pretty high on having people there in sports, but, you know, rugby and football and girls, grass hockey.
So by football, you mean American football?
Yeah, I guess that's what I would mean. And... we did have a gym. There was no cafeteria, of course, but we had sports
and track and field.
And they
used to compete with J.O.
Yes, they did. Because you were J.O. at that point.
So Burnaby and Vancouver are competing.
Well, the local, whatever they call it,
Vancouver Inter-High, Vancouver and District Inter-High track, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned some wartime activities as well. So we did cadets. Were all young men expected to be in cadets?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we were all in cadets. And I can't remember what the girls were.
At least in J.O., we were in knitting groups and Red Cross things. I can't remember what all.
But no, we had the Army cadets and you'd get out and march and this and that and so on. And you'd have to go through, I remember we had a little bit on map reading, we had a little bit on, they had a gun range in there, and we would shoot, I don't know whether there was anything more than 22s, and have range and that. Then when I started, I took trumpet lessons, and I got into the band, and that was a lot of fun. We had a delightful teacher, actually, and she was also the band teacher, and I also was part of the orchestra as well, and Miss Weiss, W-E-I-S-S,
Rose
Weiss, yes, and I don't know, she seemed to disappear from sight. Hmm. Nobody saw her after. I think she went to the States, but anyway, we would... we had one or two periods, usually on Friday afternoons or maybe before lunch, where we'd be practicing. And so we would be playing up as Real Storm, and we'd go marching along the Kingsway to the milkshake shop.
Hmm.
So we'd get in, and after we got beyond the range of the school, guess what? We would stop, more or less, and we'd go in and have our milkshake and so on, and then we'd... when it was time to come back, as we got within range of the school, boy, did we ever strike up the band.
did your band ever play at public events, special days?
No. Well, I guess we did. I mean, the band is in the film Investment Youth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when I think about it, we used to put on a few concerts. And then, of course, we had... the orchestra used to play for some of the operettas that the school had. They had an operetta every year. Pretty active, actually, that way.
And did a lot of people attend these shows?
Oh, yes. We used to fill the auditorium, which somebody said used to seat about 600 or 700, three nights, four nights, something like that.